Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Took 6 days and created earth and moon and stars and sun. On the seventh day he rested from the work that he had done. Then he blessed it, made it holy as a gift for every man to remind us where we came from and just how this world. The fury all forsaken and forgotten, desecrated and profane. But the sacred fourth commandment is still valid and unchanged. Hear the Father gently calling, if you love me, keep each one. Not for merit or salvation, but because you love my son. Holy day, purify, set apart, sanctified, enter into joy divine, in a temple made of time. You will find joy divine.
Is crying for affection. A little girl needs a hand to hold. And oh, how he loves those little children. How he longs to be a friend to young and old. His tender spirit welcomes all who seek him. His giving heart has a little in return. And I've found his promises faithful. I seek to live my life that I may learn to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. May all who see my heart find him in me. When I receive his supreme salvation, his heavenly love filled my earthly soul. And I've become his new creation. My brokenness he made completely whole. And through the darkness of this world I've been commissioned to be a light that shines for him alone. Surrounded by his infinite mercy, may my life always be known to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, to be the one I was created. To be like Jesus. My only earthly goal's fulfilled when I'm centered in his will. May all who see my life find him.
invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
There was darkness all over the land as they crucified the Son of Man. The veil of the temple was rent.
Man.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Prayers and Permits. Joshua 1:9 reads, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." When you move an organization across a continent, there are bound to be some challenges along the way. The challenges that come up are often nothing more than God's way of reminding you just what a great God He is. With trucks soon to arrive from Southern California, Jeff Blumenberg, a field representative of It Is Written Ministries, who managed our cross-country transition, was prepared and organised. Jeff had laid out a comprehensive, time-sensitive plan of what was needed to happen to facilitate the ministry's move. Office space had been leased, and renovations were needed before staff, furniture, and equipment could move in. A carefully crafted timeline would have to be followed if everything were to happen as it should. Local authorities had reviewed our plans and assured us the issuance of any necessary permits was just a formality. We could move forward confidently with our plans to relocate the ministry. However, some days after dropping off plans, forms, and our permit application, Jeff received a phone call requesting he visit with the Zoning and Planning Commission to discuss some issues. Even though your premises are a certain size, the total area of the building you're in is this size, and therefore, your blueprints have to be stamped. You need to have this all reviewed by architects and engineers. Until you do, there's no way we can give you the permit you're asking for. Jeff's experience with this type of issue told him this would not only add to the cost of the project, but also increase the processing time by weeks, weeks we did not have. The staff were scheduled to arrive and would not be able to occupy the office. Semi-trucks full of furniture and equipment were scheduled, and it was not good, and Jeff knew it. "But you previously told me," he tried. "I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing we can do." However, Jeff could do something. Before turning to leave, he prayed a silent prayer. "Lord, it's time for you to do something. We're in a jam here, and there's no way out. Please, I need your help." The woman behind the desk looked at Jeff impassively. She would not be moved. At that very moment, a man emerged from a back office. Jeff had not seen him during the conversation and did not know that the man was near. "Excuse me, Sue," the man spoke to the woman behind the desk, "but I wonder if there's something we can do to help this gentleman." Jeff and Sue looked at the man quizzically. Jeff held his breath and prayed, "Lord, please." "I'm thinking that if we were to do this," the man began, pointing to a paragraph printed on a piece of paper he was holding, "and if we looked at it from a different perspective, I wonder if we couldn't give Mr. Blumenberg that permit right now. What do you think? I think we could do it." There was a brief pause and more praying before the woman at the counter smiled and said, "You know, I think we can do that." 5 minutes later, It Is Written had the permit we needed to complete our renovations and get our new premises ready for occupancy. "I don't even know who that man was," Jeff told me later, "or why he bothered to get involved in our situation. That was definitely God moving on our behalf. That was nothing short of a miracle." A reflection connected with this story comes from Desire of Ages. Christ did not fail, neither was he discouraged, and his followers are to manifest a faith of the same enduring nature. They are to live as he lived and work as he worked, because they depend on him as the great master worker. Courage, energy, and perseverance they must possess. Though apparent impossibilities obstruct their way, by his grace they are to go forward. Instead of deploring difficulties, they are called upon to surmount them. From Desire of Ages, page 680. Prayers and Permits was written by John Bradshaw, speaker, director for It Is Written. It Is Written seeks to impact lives for Christ through a weekly telecast the internet, a worldwide evangelistic ministry, and Christian living and faith-sharing resources. For information, you can look at itiswritten.com.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.